I was stuffing my face with all the same snack foods that were so harmful to me as a kid. And I was feeling depressed again. I was gaining weight again. I was feeling all the same like stress and anxieties again. And one of the things I was gorging on was trail mix. And I looked at trail mix and I was like, this is insane. It's just like candies and these oxidized oils that I know are inflammatory. Like there's M&Ms and peanuts. Like, and I'm like, this is so silly. Like, I love to cook. I love nutrition. I think I can do this better. And so I couldn't find a better option online or anywhere really in the stores. So I bought a dehydrator on Amazon and I just started tinkering in the kitchen. And I thought, why don't we like other cultures put herbs that are healing for the body into our foods or our snack foods? So then I just started making things in the dehydrator and then they started tasting good. And that was like, whoa. So once I had that part, I started putting blends together, gave them to some friends. And when friends started asking for more, I was like, oh, I think I have something here.
Known fact about Natty and I is that we kind of consider ourselves snack connoisseurs. And one thing that we've really noticed recently is that we have been really struggling to find a trail mix that tastes good and that we actually enjoy, because so many of the trail mixes out there are either full of candy and gross ingredients or they taste like nothing at all. And that's why I am so excited to tell you guys about our newest investment and partnership with Toodaloo. So Toodaloo is a healthy, sustainable trail mix company that I cannot get enough of. It tastes incredible and it is so, so good for you. I love to eat it in the morning with some oat milk or sprinkle it over a cup of yogurt. It literally tastes amazing. Or have it during the day when I'm on busy meetings, I haven't got time to grab anything and I just want to like dig into something tasty and good. And the reason that I absolutely love Toodaloo is not only it tastes amazing, but it actually has adaptogens added in it. So it's functional. They have different flavors that help support you feeling different ways. So whether it's kind of a winding down one, whether it's one that's got a probiotic inside of it, whether it's a feel good one, they literally are amazing. And I feel like they've thought of every single thing. On top of that, when you actually purchase Toodaloo, this is another reason why I was so excited to invest in the company, it actually helps regenerate 100 square feet of polluted farmland and restore it back into the rich, fertile soil that nature intended. So Toodaloo is actually healing ourselves and the planet with every single bite. How cool is that? So if you want to try Toodaloo, and trust me, you definitely do, go to the link in our show notes and order a bag right now. You are going to be so, so glad that you did. Like I said, it tastes amazing. It's functional, so it's actually helping your brain and your body at the time, and you're helping the planet. Why would you not purchase a bag? So go do that now. Link is in the show notes below, and go get yourself some Toodaloo. Welcome to the Boss Babe Podcast, the place where we share with you the real behind the scenes of building successful businesses, achieving peak performance, and learning how to balance it all. Today, Natty and I are interviewing Katie Corey, and I'm really excited about this podcast today because quite often we have entrepreneurs on who are, you know, a few years into their businesses. They've achieved success. They may have grown it from six figures to multiple millions, and they're sharing their story of where they came from and how they got where they are today. But Katie's actually really different. She literally launched her business this week, and Natty and I wanted to invite her on because we're actually an investor in it. It's called Toodaloo. It's a trail mix which has healing qualities, not just for your body, but for the soil and the earth as well. And we just wanted to invite Katie on to share her story around going from a corporate job, caring about what was happening in the environment and noticing a gap in the market during quarantine. She's going to share the story with you guys, but she noticed that actually she was snacking on some really unhealthy foods. And in this conversation, we're going to be chatting around how that went from an idea to actually launching this week. So I'm really, really excited to have her on. And Natty, just want to say anything before we head into the interview?
Yeah. And I'm really curious because I know we've been posting a lot about Toodaloo, and I've actually been getting a lot of questions about investing, whether it's how to invest, how to find investors or how to actually, you know, find companies that are looking for investment. So if any of you are interested in that, drop us a DM and let us know, because we're more than willing to do podcasts talking all about that. But I remember when we first met Katie and we started talking about it, and I think this is kind of the indicator of a good business. She showed us the amount of ingredients in a normal trail mix. And I think there were, you know, given it's meant to be just fruit and nuts, I think there were about 30 to 40 ingredients. And she was like, I want to completely change the way that this is done. And I found a way to make it taste really good. And my mind was blown. It was like, how have we waited this long to have something this healthy? And I've learned a lot about regenerative farming and, you know, running your business in a way that actually is not just good for the environment, but puts good out there and helps the environment heal has been incredible. So I've loved being part of this journey. I'm very, very proud to be an investor in this company. And if anyone's interested and you want to check out where you could buy them, we're obsessed. Like, how good are they? How?
I'm actually concerned how good they are, because I'm kind of concerned too. All of my pack. Well, I've got three left out of the five. And if I'm really honest, those three are also half gone. And I'm not sure this is going to be sustainable. I'm either going to eat my investment and be the number one customer.
Yeah.
Just because I keep having to buy more.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the alternative is, but I think that's definitely happening.
Yeah. When you guys buy them, get the taster pack so you can get all the different flavors in one, because they're all very, very different. I have a sweet tooth. So I really, really love the maple flavored one and the cacao flavored one. You're less of a sweet tooth kind of. I think you'll take any kind of flavor presented to you.
I'm like, ooh, food, let's go. I really like Smoke Show, but I have to say the Slow Your Roll one, which is the maple one, I think. And then I can't remember what the chocolate one's called, because they have the like coolest names. There's one called Deja Brew, which I really like, which has coffee in it as well.
That's Steven's favorite.
Yeah, that's really nice. Oh, they're really good. They're really addictive. And this is why I know this company is going to be a huge success, because it tastes insane. Like, yeah, insane.
And a lesson in branding too, because when the box arrives, when you open it, you'll get the whole experience, the packaging, everything. You'll get the whole experience and you'll see why. Like, it'll be, yeah, it's going to inspire you to start a company. Without further ado, should we dive in?
Yeah, let's dive in.
A boss babe is unapologetically ambitious and paves the way for herself and other women to rise.
Keep going and fighting on.
She is on a mission to be her best self in all areas.
It's just believing in yourself.
Confidently stepping outside her comfort zone to create her own version of success.
Okay, Katie, welcome to the podcast. And thank you so much for being here during launch week, because I imagine it's been an experience. How is everything going?
Well, thank you so much for having me. Launch has been so much fun. It is like the most surreal experience just to witness something that you've built for a year and a half actually come to life and then be successful and seeing people opening their boxes and actually getting their product. It's absolutely incredible. But yes, very crazy.
And what did it feel like? Because I know Danielle and I get like this every single time we release a new product. What did it feel like to see the first person you didn't know actually buy and pay for the product?
It was insane and actually made me really emotional, because this person was saying that him and his girlfriend are just really interested in healthier products. They're trying to change their life and that they have a hard time finding healthy foods that actually taste good. And they were so encouraging. And I'm like, this is beautiful. This is amazing. Like, this person like digested everything that I put out there and it responded positively. It was the most amazing, most validating moment. It was wonderful.
I just love hearing you talk around that. Like, you literally sound like such a proud mama. Like, just seeing you gush about seeing your product in the hands of like people and them actually really seeing what you created, because I think that's the biggest thing with entrepreneurs. We put so much of our heart and soul into this, and to see someone like that you don't know, like, because we're so used to giving it to people we do know to test it and critique it, and then you see someone who actually buys it and actually loves it and understands the messaging behind it, you're like, oh yes. So I'm so glad, I'm so pleased for you. I love seeing your expression right now.
It was so beautiful. Because, you know, a lot of our first customers were like my mom, my cousins and whatnot. So yeah, seeing a complete stranger just rave about it it's validating, because you pour your whole heart and your soul into it. And it's like everything that you stand for, you put into your business And so to have someone validated, it's like, oh my gosh, yes, I am on the right path, you know?
And so what do you stand for? And where did this idea even come to light? How did it get started? Because now it's a real full-fledged company. But where did it all come from? And what did you want to stand for when you had this idea of starting something?
Yeah, well, I've always loved snack foods. Snack foods have been a part of my life since I was a little girl. And I love snacks so much that I kind of ate too many of them. So I was really overweight growing up. And it was tough. Honestly, I wasn't eating like the things I should be, like broccoli and whatnot. I was eating these bad for you snack foods, these processed shelf stable foods. And so I was very overweight. I was bullied. So I had like these mental health issues. And so that was challenging. So I found solace in the environment. I found my happy place in the environment. So grew to love the environment, have always wanted to save it. I grew up, learned about nutrition. So that part of my life was healed. But then in college, as I'm studying how to save the environment, I realized it's so sick. In my studies, I found out that plant-based nutrition is actually healing for the environment. Like the way that we grow food and consume food actually has an impact on the environment through plant-based nutrition is one of the modems. And it's also good for people, for your human health. So there's this way that we can grow food can heal the planet and it can heal the people. And so this was like mind-boggling to me, but I didn't actually know what to do with it until quarantine hit. When quarantine hit, I was stuffing my face with all the same snack foods that were so harmful to me as a kid. And I was feeling depressed again. I was gaining weight again. I was feeling all the same like stress and anxieties again. And one of the things I was gorging on was trail mix. And I looked at trail mix and I was like, this is insane. It's just like candies and these oxidized oils that I know are inflammatory. Like there's M&Ms and peanuts, like, and I'm like, this is so silly. Like I love to cook. I love nutrition. I think I can do this better. And so I couldn't find a better option online or anywhere really in the stores. So I bought a dehydrator on Amazon and I just started tinkering in the kitchen. And I thought, why don't we like other cultures put herbs that are healing for the body into our foods or our snack foods? So then I just started making things in the dehydrator and then they started tasting good. And that was like, whoa. So once I had that part, I started putting blends together, gave them to some friends. And when friends started asking for more, I was like, oh, I think I have something here. So that was how baby Toodaloo was born.
I love that as well. You just touched on something there, like putting herbs and these adaptogens into a food and eating to heal. And I think that's actually a concept that we have is like been lost for a long time. You know, a lot nowadays we eat to survive or we eat purely for pleasure and like a social setting versus eating to heal and actually learning about the medicinal properties of a lot of foods, of a lot of herbs. And so I actually think we're in this era which is coming full circle where we're learning to educate ourselves as well. And I also just love how you're like, oh, hang on a minute, these foods are not what I want them to be. And in true boss babe style, you're like, I'm just gonna order this dehydrator and make these myself.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I had a lot of time on my hands and I think a lot of us probably did too. So I was like, you know what? This is better than watching like 12 hours of nature documentaries on Netflix. This is what I'm going to do. So yeah, I love what you said there because like, okay, for example, like in my spicy flavor hot to trot, I put herbs in there that are actually good for your gut health. And you notice in other cultures, like in India, they always use like turmeric. Like they do it in almost every other meal because it's good for your gut. It's good for your health. So like every flavor that I tried to formulate served some kind of function, whether it's like relaxation or it supports your skin health or gut health. The idea is like to introduce people to that very idea of what you said, like learning to use food to heal.
The other day, the team and I were talking about how much our audience loves biohacking. And whenever we release content based around creating better habits for our lifestyle and health, you all seem to really soak it up and request more. So I wanted to share about our podcast sponsor, Prolon, today, because I've never seen a company like this. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. There are so many strategic benefits to fasting, and Prolon helps you hit these goals without actually needing to fast. Prolon's 5-day program includes snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasted state. And you get everything prepackaged, labeled, and ready to go, so there's no guesswork. It's super simple and it works. Extended fasting of at least 2 to 3 days has proven to produce unique benefits like cellular rejuvenation, metabolic support, and increased cardiovascular health. So if you're ready for a fasting program that doesn't leave you hungry or exhausted and instead gives you more energy, I highly recommend giving Prolon a try. Right now, Prolon is offering Boss Babe podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/bossbabe. That's prolonlife.com/bossbabe for this special offer. prolonlife.com/bossbabe.
I have had a Masterclass membership for years now, and it's still one of my favorite educational platforms to this day. Masterclass is one of our podcast sponsors, and I love putting in my AirPods and listening to their latest classes on the airplane, during long travel days, or when I'm taking a solo walk and really want that dose of inspiration. If you haven't explored it yet, go to masterclass.com/bossbabe and scroll through some of the categories. I really think you'll love what you see. There are over 200 classes to pick from, with new classes added every single month. I thought Mark Cuban's recent class, Win Big in Business, was really interesting. He talks about Shark Tank, how to evaluate risk, and strategy to market smarter. It was so good. Not only does Masterclass have tangible business development classes that you can watch at your desk or listen to on the go, but it also includes classes in 10 other categories ranging from food, home and lifestyle, music, wellness, design, and so much more. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Masterclass.com/bossbabe. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Yeah, I love that so much. And I know when we first spoke to you about this idea, there were two things that stood out to me. The first was the idea of regenerative farming. And I would love you to tell everyone about that, because I'm sure some people don't know what it means. And the second thing was exactly what Danielle said, that the herbs are actually inside the food, because I do think in our culture, we've grown very used to taking supplements to replace the things that we're perhaps not getting in our diets. And it's a bit of a pain in the ass to take that many supplements in a day. And so to get them in your food, it saves a lot of time. Well, going back to that, can you explain what regenerative farming is? And can you talk a little bit about what Toodaloo is doing to actually have a good impact on the planet?
Absolutely. So regenerative farming is a very natural, like back to basics way of farming. Essentially, it's a way of farming that doesn't disturb the soil. And the reason why that's so beneficial is when you don't disturb the soil, you don't till it, you allow carbon dioxide to be sequestered. So like one of the main drivers of climate change is we have way too much carbon dioxide in the air. But carbon isn't the problem. It's just in the wrong place. We need it in the soil. When carbon is in the soil, it produces far more nutritious food. It filters the water, cleans the water. And right now, one of the problems we have is like watershed, like we have issues with our watershed. So it gets the water down there, it cleans it. And then the carbon, we also have an issue with soil erosion. They say like we only have 60 years left of our topsoil. If we put carbon in there, it like holds it, it's like tight. It also supports biodiversity. So we have all these like microorganisms in the soil. And then we also notice in regenerative farms, there's more birds, bees, bugs, all of it, everything starts to heal. And so it's an extremely environmentally healthy way to grow food. And, you know, there's data that says that if we could switch all of our agricultural land to regenerative farming, we could literally be carbon neutral, like in a matter of years. It's insane. It's so insane. And so I fell in love with that in college. And so when I was creating Toodaloo, I'm like, I want every single ingredient to be regenerative. But unfortunately, the supply chain just isn't there at this time. And so what I did is partnered with my favorite educational institution. They're called the Rodale Institute. And now they were like the leaders of the organic movement when that was a thing. And now they're the leaders of the regenerative organic movement. And so Patagonia actually partnered with the Rodale Institute to create the next gen certification above organic. So now they're doing this regenerative organic certification. And so we partner with them so that with every purchase of Toodaloo, we're able to help them transition farmers from conventional to regenerative agricultural systems. So every purchase regenerates 100 square feet of polluted farmland. And polluted meaning like in conventional agricultural systems, they use pesticides, they like disturb the soil. There's like, it's like dead, you know? And so regenerative agriculture literally regenerates life. And it's so beautiful. I love it.
Yeah. And what I know about you so far is I know that with every sale you're making for Toodaloo, you're like, that's more soil. We've got more soil. I know that is what will totally light you up. Now, I have a question because I heard this thing and I feel like you can help me understand it more. So I heard that, you know, back in the day, there wasn't a need to take probiotics and prebiotics and all the things we do now for gut health, because what we needed was actually in the soil. But these days, it's not. Is that true? And can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So soil right now is being depleted. And we're using conventional agricultural systems that simply just try to extract all the nutrients, but they never replenish them. So over time, the foods that we're eating that once had these like nutritional like components, they don't have them anymore, because the components that are necessary to create those things are not in the soil because we're not replenishing them. It's basically like conventional agriculture is taking a bulldozer to the soil. Imagine if that was like your home. That's what's happening to those microorganisms in the soil every single time they're being tilled or disturbed. And so the food is losing nutritional capacities, like, and it's happening on a mass scale. So absolutely, yeah, we need healthy soils to have healthy food, to have exactly what we need in our gut, in our stomachs, and to operate as we're designed to. And that's what regenerative farming does. It puts it back in its soil.
This is what I love so much about you, Katie, is that not only have you seen a gap in the market to, you know, meet the demands of a healthy trail mix, but you've really threaded in your passion for this. And I think that's really, really powerful as an entrepreneur. I think we're moving to an era where people want to buy from brands that have a story, that have a mission, that have a purpose, versus just being pure revenue drivers. And for me, and I don't want to speak on behalf of Natalie, but I think that she'll agree, is like, that's why we wanted to invest in you as well, because this is so much more than just like an amazing tasting product. It is really good for your body as well, and it's really good for the environment, which I think, you know, we have as consumers, as investors, and as entrepreneurs, we have a duty to start looking at what we are creating. Because, you know, I think it sounds a little bit idealistic at times, but in the same breath, not. As entrepreneurs, I do think we are the ones that are going to be change the world. Like, we are the ones that drive innovation and creation. And so when you stick by these rules that you create for yourselves, like, well, hang on a minute, this is where my morals are, this is what I stand by, and therefore I'm going to create a business that runs like this, or, you know, generates its product via these ways. That's really, really powerful. And we can all create change by that. So I love that you stand here and sit here, not only talking about how good it tastes, but actually the mission behind it. For me, that's what I love about you.
Oh, thank you so much for staying. I'm so grateful for you guys investing in Toodaloo. I couldn't believe it was real life. And, you know, that was something I learned is beautiful about entrepreneurship, is that entrepreneurs, they see something that isn't working and they're like, okay, how can I make this better in a way that people can take actionable steps to be a part of the solution? You know, like with Toodaloo, people are able to help just by buying a trail mix snack, you know? Whereas these big, overwhelming, scary problems like climate change, how is one person's like, what am I going to do about that? You can buy a healthy snack, or you can make a healthier decision just by purchasing with your like voting, almost like voting with your dollar. You know what I mean? You can purchase better products, and then that one purchase inspires you to make one other better decision. And maybe you're trying one new healing modality, and then that's how we change. It's just the little things, you know? And sometimes we look at the big picture and like, ah, but if you just do one small thing, and that's actually what I really like about entrepreneurship. I love that, actually.
Yeah, that's one of our favorite things too about entrepreneurship, is the impact that we get to make and how we can look at a really big problem and do our part and then support the other people that are doing their part. Okay, you might have realized we are halfway through 2021, which means it's really time to ramp up towards those massive, audacious goals that I know every single one of you have. So I am running a completely free training and there's a seat with your name on it. I am running a training called How to Turn Your Passion into a Profitable Six-Figure Business. Even if you're brand new to business or haven't actually thought of your business idea, we have got an incredible six-step process that I've never taught before and I'm really, really excited to present. Did you know that 88% of female-owned businesses aren't yet making six figures? Which is mind-blowing and heartbreaking considering, statistically speaking, women rise to higher levels of education, hold more degrees, amass more experience, and cultivate better solutions on average than their male counterparts. Basically, you're working 2.5 times harder and not seeing traction. I'm not okay with that. I think it's just plain wrong that you're working this hard and not getting those results, which is precisely why I've put this free training together. It's time to make this your first six-figure year or multiple six figures, depending on where those goals are sitting. So if you're ready, you have an opportunity to join me live, and I'm doing it on a Thursday and Friday, evenings and mornings, to make sure that you can set aside the time to come and join me live, because trust me, it is a party that you do not want to miss. So if you're ready to join me, the link is below in the show notes. I want you to hit that link, sign up, add it to your calendar, then come back to this podcast. Like right now, hop into the show notes, click the link, sign up and add this to your calendar, and then really, really make sure that you attend, because all the magic happens live and I do not want you to miss it. It's going to be incredible. Listen, it is difficult at times being a business owner, you know, being so focused on managing and growing your business that you can't always spend the time you wish you could on recruiting. And that's why we love LinkedIn Jobs. It makes it a lot easier to find and hire the best candidates for free. You can actually get started by posting your job for free to reach LinkedIn's network of 740 million professionals. And the good thing is you can have them fill out targeted screening questions so you get your role in front of the most qualified candidates with the experience, skill, and motivation that you need. Then there's simple tools on there that you can use to filter and prioritize the top candidates that you'd like to interview. And LinkedIn Jobs is really being so helpful for Boss Babe. We've been hiring a ton lately and we found that it does help us get the right person for our role. So if you want to work with LinkedIn Jobs, your first job post is actually free. Just visit linkedin.com/bossbabe. Again, that's linkedin.com/bossbabe to post your first job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, I want to understand just a little bit more about this. So let's say I'm in a supermarket or I'm on Toodaloo website and I'm buying a product that is regeneratively farmed. Mm. Firstly, I know that this is healthier for the environment. I know what that's doing. Is it necessarily any healthier for me, or is it going to take a while for the soil to, you know, be healthier than normal soils? That's the part that I haven't quite got my head around yet.
So there's a bit of a difference with like organic and regenerative. Like organic isn't 100% perfect. There's still like allowance for certain practices that wouldn't be allowed for regenerative, but it does take time for the soil to rebuild. But there's also other components too about regenerative that I really love. Like it is better for the farmer. Like the farmer has a better say, better job in general. They're not being exposed to as many toxins. And yeah, the food becomes more nutritious over time. You know, I don't know exactly at what stage or how to identify what stage this particular organic or regenerative organic product is at. But just knowing you're a part of the solution, I think that's beautiful.
I really like to keep things really real, and I'm very strongly against the highlight reel. And I want to ask you, Katie, like, what have been some of the hardest things about starting this journey? What has surprised you and you've either gone, oh, damn, I've really messed this up, or, oh my goodness, this is way harder than I thought. Like, what have those moments been for you?
Honestly, like packaging was like one of the like silliest things. Like, what are you actually going to put your bag in was like one of the toughest things, because I'm like, okay, it has to be 100% recycled material. It has to be climate friendly. Like, it has to be plastic neutral. Like, I had all these like lofty goals, and then realizing like actually putting them into reality was, it took so much longer than I anticipated. Like, I think one of my biggest advices for anyone making like consumer goods is like, get your packaging down. Like, one of the first things you do.
And yeah. I'm laughing at this because we're audio, and Katie is that passionate about it. She's now waving the packaging around for those who can hear the rustling.
Yeah,
you can see this is a sore spot still.
The love-hate relationship, but
we have those. Yeah. We have those for sure.
Yeah, and I'm curious too, because you haven't had entrepreneurial experience, and this has kind of been your first foray into the business world, and you've done it with a bang. You went big. How was it in the beginning learning to have those negotiation conversations and making sure you stand up for what you're looking for in those things? So I know for me, when I first got started and I'm reading contracts and I'm negotiating and I'm trying to advocate for myself, it's pretty scary.
It's terrifying. I am not a mean person, or I'm not like, I've always been sort of like a go with the flow kind of human. And so learning that I have to take a stand and I have to like speak my voice because it's for my brand and for the greater mission, just always reminding myself that I'm here to serve has helped me like hold firm in it. Because when I think it's for me, if it's just for me, somehow like I don't have the same empowerment for whatever reason. Like, just knowing, Katie, this is bigger than you. Like, this is not just like, this is for a greater mission has helped me find my stamina, my voice there.
And what tips do you have for someone else who might be similar? They might be a glow with the flow person. They might, you know, not love to have crucial conversations or engage in confrontation.
I would say really connect with, and maybe this is a daily practice, really connect with why you're doing what you're doing. Like, what is your greater vision? Like, some people do it for their children. Some people do it for, you know, their parents, or some people do it like, there's so many reasons, but just really like owning that and getting in touch with it. Like, sometimes I cry, like in the meetings I have with my team members, I'll sometimes just be so impassioned about the why that it gives me that confidence. It gives me the grit in ways that I wouldn't have had it before. So just really getting in touch with that.
And do you have daily practices, like a morning routine that you do that, you know, connects you to yourself, tunes you into your why, and sets you up for the day? Because I'm guessing your days are pretty long right now.
Yeah, sleep is hard to come by sometimes. But yeah, morning routines are crucial. Like, I always start my day with hot water and lemon to like cleanse my body. I always remind myself of my why, like no matter what. And also too, you guys, I never realized this. You have to remind yourself of all the accomplishments that you've had like up until this point, because I think so often we're like, we have to get this done, like, and you forget all the things that you created. Like, we created 5 amazing flavors of trail mix. We achieved like so many great things. Like, we have our plastic neutral packaging. We are climate friendly. We're regenerating 100 square feet of farmland for every purchase. Like, all these things, like reminding myself of that, it's empowering, and it helps you like keep going forward.
And so important, because I think that's like the fuel to go to the next stage. And I definitely resonate with the feeling of sometimes like, oh, what's next? And actually forgetting to celebrate what you've achieved. And when Natalie and I were just talking about this the other day, when you're starting a business from scratch, it can kind of feel like nothing really like happens. Like, everything takes so long. And it's really funny with the company that we're building. I'm the CEO of this one. And so every single week I send Natalie like a little CEO update. And as much as it is for her, it's for me to remind myself of the progress that I'm making. Because actually sometimes it feels like, huh, what did I actually achieve this week? And then you start listing it out. And you're like, oh yeah, I did get some things done. But when you're in the moment, I think it's really hard to see those. And, you know, I think it's like you said, really important that you reflect back and, you know, use that as a bit of energy to propel you to the next stage and the next challenge, because that's what entrepreneurship's about, conquering the challenges one after another.
They're always there.
Okay, so let's get granular, because I'm a specifics kind of person. So you start your day with hot water and lemon. What's next? Walk me through it step by step, because I just have a feeling you've got an epic morning ritual.
Absolutely. So hot water lemon is like number one. I really enjoy doing these. Okay, this is going to sound crazy. So there's these meditations from Diana Cooper. They're like angel guided meditations. They're extremely powerful in visualization. So she like literally like will like take you on this journey that you're like cleansing yourself in like a crystal bath water from like just to erase all any like past traumas or whatever. Anyways, the visualizations are so intense that I start each day like feeling refreshed. So those are like some of my favorites. Also, Joe Dispenza has really great meditations. I'm not the kind of person that really can sit still in silence that often. I need like a daydream or like something. So that's crucial. I always like to craft my to-do list. I can't function without like my daily, like get this done, get this done, get this done. That's always huge. And then always spending time with my dog, you know, that's every day.
And what about breakfast, movement? Do any of those things come into your morning?
Oh, absolutely. So I love starting my day with just a hot tea. I'll do some kind of adaptogenic elixir. Like sometimes it'll be like a matcha, or sometimes I'll have like, you know, I love like adaptogenic blends. So sometimes it's like a mushroom blend. It just depends on the day, what I'm feeling. But I always start with that. So that's huge. And then I usually don't eat until like noon. And then when I eat, I like to have leafy greens. Leafy greens are so crucial. Like I genuinely feel like that has saved me in so many ways. And I just feel lighter. So I always have like a nice leafy green smoothie with some protein powder, maybe like some kind of collagen. And then I always like to have like a raw salad. I like to do like a purple cabbage, green cabbage with like apple cider vinegar. And then for dinner, I'll have like some kind of plant-based, like, you know, depends on the day, but beans are huge. I love beans. Beans are very sustainable. So I'll have like a bean or a rice. And then depending on the day, some kind of veggie, like usually squash, just throwing things together. Yeah. And then of course our Tootaloo snacks. Of course. Those are hard to stop eating.
They really are. And I just want to just quickly answer this question, because I feel like some people are going to be listening to this being like, they keep talking about these adaptogens. What are adaptogens? So Katie, would you just mind explaining like what adaptogen is and how it helps you perform?
Yeah, adaptogens are amazing. So I first learned about them when I was studying like Ayurvedic medicines. So they've been around for centuries, and essentially these adaptogens kind of like flex to what your body needs, and they support your body in getting back to balance. Because anytime you're feeling stressed, or like you're feeling depressed, or you're fatigued, your body is experiencing some form of inflammation or stress. And so these adaptogens help just level you back out. They just help you get back to balance. And they're amazing. And they're really actually quite magical, because whatever your body needs, it kind of like goes in and like fixes the puzzle and puts things where they need to be.
That was my excuse the other night when I ate nearly the whole bag of Slow Your Roll trail mix with the
ratio. Totally. It's good for you, right?
Totally.
What are your favorite adaptogenic herbs, and what purpose do they individually serve?
You want to know what's so crazy? There's this adaptogen. It's supposedly one of the most powerful. It's called Shilajit. And it's like almost looks like this black tar, but it's supposed to help your body like with its entire energy flow and mental focus. So I've been incorporating that one a lot lately, but it tastes awful. It tastes like charcoal and water. That one has been really interesting. But I actually really like putting like my reishi and those, you know, ashwagandhas. They're just so easy to put into everything. Yeah, those are always good ones to start, for sure.
So one thing that I heard about ashwagandha, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I heard that also adaptogens have like masculine and feminine properties. And I heard that ashwagandha can often have masculine properties. And so, and the female counterpart of that is Shisandra. Do you know if there's any truth to that?
I haven't heard that before, but I can see that, because from what I understand, Shisandra is really good for like beautifying purposes, like for your skin health. So if that has any like resonance, that would make sense.
I love that.
Listen, thank you so much, Katie, for coming on this podcast and sharing so much knowledge. Like, I think it's just really nice to hear someone who hasn't necessarily, like, coming on here having built a multi-million dollar business right now, but someone who is in the thick of it, sharing your experiences with the launch, sharing your experiences with how you got started when it's so fresh, sharing your packaging nightmares. Because for us, that's what this podcast is about, like the realness, what it takes to build a business. And I really just appreciate all of your honesty today. And would you like to just share with the audience where they can grab their bags of Toodaloo? Because I feel like lots of people are going to be like, right, get me this stuff now. We want to be snack addicts as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're just selling exclusively online at Toodaloo.com. And thank you guys so much for having me. It's truly a blessing to know you guys and to be involved with your podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being here.